True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, obviously, you know, we've talked about the type of pressure that these young kids are under. What do you say to a 22-year-old kid who was just in AA a few weeks ago after a night like tonight?
Keep your head up. Keep going. You know, there's no other way around it. You know, just flush that one off and just keep moving forward. You know, you continue to learn, but can put your head down or anything like that here, you know. And he will. He's a competitor. Obviously, he cares a lot, but he's very mature for his age too. So he'll get through that.
What did you see out of him tonight?
Yeah, he had a hard time throwing, feeling the strike zone with pretty much all of his pitches. You know, where it was the fastball, threw some good changes, but that kind of got away from him too. And even when he was kind of battling through that first inning, he had a chance there with first and third, two outs, you know, and then gets an 0-2 count and just leave the fastball there that they got him, and a couple of them, you know. So a little bit probably pitch selection in those situations, not using that. The changeup or the curveball to finish that at bat, and it could have been a different story there. But yeah, that inning kind of got away from him a little bit.
Andy.
I was going to ask you about a little bit of that too, the pitch selection. Like, there were some typically fastball counts where he's throwing the changeup. Sometimes, you know, it was like a little bit not sure if he was caught in between which pitch he had a better feel for, his fastball and his off speed, or what'd you see there?
Yeah, you know, you could go back and look at the first batter of the game when 3-2 he goes to the changeup right away, and then it's ball four. And then, like I said, in that situation when it's first and third, two outs, 0-2, he went fastball, you know. So I think that's part of the learning here. I'm pretty sure have already had that conversation with Alvi and Jonah himself, but that's kind of some of the situation that you learn from it.
Mike.
With McNeil getting ejected, was that a real quick short temper out of the ump, or what did you hear?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell. I couldn't hear from the dugout, but, you know, it got back to me that, you know, whatever Jeff said there, that's why he got thrown out right away.
All right.
Carlos, you know, 6-run first inning after last night's rough finish. Does this team at a point where if one thing goes wrong, it kind of snowballs immediately?
Has no what?
It snowballs for them?
Oh, well, I mean, look, you get down 6 in the first inning and you're going off, you know, against DeGrom. It's not an easy task, you know. We're showing at times, you know, that we can get back in games, but today wasn't the case. You know, just, yeah, you could go back last night, but yeah, it's just one of those stretches where it's hard. So,
Mark,
well, it's just 7 straight. Just what is the mood of the clubhouse right now?
I mean, they're frustrated, obviously. You know, there's I'm not gonna lie, you know, but I'm going to keep saying it. We you know, we got to get out of it. You know, we got to come back tomorrow and find a way to get the job done and win one game here, you know. But overall, obviously, they're frustrating. But there's a lot of experience there, too. You know, these guys, they've been through a lot before. So, and I have all the confidence that we'll get through this one, too.
Do you expect Tong to make another start?
Well, I mean, we said that we were going to get creative and get through the off day. So we just got done with that one. So we'll see.
And everybody can read the calendar. There's not a lot of time left. Do you think that starts to weigh on the performance, on an attitude?
I mean, we know where we are on the calendar. You know, there's not too many games left here, and the meaning and the importance of every one of them. But I'm going to keep saying it about the experience. This is not the first time that guys have been in this situation. So, but we understand where we're at.
Andrew.
What do you make of the last two nights offensively? You've had big innings, but you haven't been able to keep the momentum going against either Luzardo or DeGrom today.
Well, you mentioned two really good arms right there, you know. I thought on that third inning, I think it was, you know, we put together some really good at-bats, but you're not going to be able to do that, you know, inning after inning when you're facing a guy like DeGrom, you know. It's going to be hard, you know, even though we got some really good hitters here. But I think it's a combination of both.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.